This news update is being brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find more choices at the Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. Also, Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe, they're open now, with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. At the August 17th Bad Axe City Council meeting, representatives from Andy Campbell Budzinski and Company discussed potential financing for a project. Councilman Dave Rapson said the city would have funds available for a proposed bond payment, while Councilman Nicholas Rochfort suggested exploring possible state grant funding. No final financing action was recorded. Council also discussed vacant and deteriorating commercial properties, including the possibility of blight programs to help improve buildings. Motorized bicycles and e-bikes were another concern. Police Chief Weber said riders must follow basic bicycle traffic laws, while council members suggested additional public education and potentially pursuing funding for an e-bike path. The council also approved more than $232,000 in bills. And a 17-year-old Kingston man was seriously injured Friday afternoon after his pickup truck left a Tuscola County road, went airborne, and crashed into a tree. The Tuscola County Sheriff's Office says Central Dispatch received the call around 2:29 p.m. August 21st for a crash on Frody Road near Silvernail Road. The initial caller reported the driver had been trapped inside the pickup. Investigators say the truck had been traveling north on Frode Road when it went off the right side of the roadway and struck a culvert. The impact sent the truck airborne before it came back down and struck a tree. The collision left the pickup so severely damaged that firefighters and law enforcement spent more than an hour working to free the teenage driver. A medical helicopter was initially dispatched to the scene, according to the sheriff's office, but it was forced to turn back because of a mechanical problem with the aircraft. The teenager was ultimately transported by MMR ambulance to Covenant Healthcare in Saginaw with serious injuries. Tuscola County Sheriff's deputies were joined at the scene by Kingston Fire, Kingston Police, Carroll Fire, MMR, and Bullet Towing. Authorities have not yet determined what caused the pickup to leave the roadway, and the crash remains under investigation. And more Michigan families are applying for state-supported preschool programs ahead of the 26-27 school year. The Michigan Department of Lifelong Education, Advancement, and Potential says 53,000 children have applied for the Great Start Readiness Program as of July. That's about a 16% increase compared with the same point last year and nearly 4,700 additional applications since June. The Great Start Readiness Program is Michigan's primary state-funded school preschool program for four-year-olds and is part of the state's broader Pre-K for All initiative. The program is available to Michigan families regardless of income. State officials estimate participating families can save about $14,000 a year in child care expenses. Programs are offered in different settings across the state with full and part-time options and transportation available in some communities. The state says preschool programs are designed to help children develop early reading, language, math, and social skills before entering kindergarten. Michigan's Great Start Readiness Program has also met all 10 quality benchmarks established by the National Institute for Early Education Research for 9 consecutive years. Enrollment for the upcoming school year remains open to families with children who will be 4 years old by December the 1st. And we'll return after these words from our sponsors.
For over 85 years, families across the Thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. Four generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 12-month or 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low-interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins, too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the Thumb say, you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory-trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields, too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need, all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall, a name built on trust right here in the Thumb.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And your obituaries for this hour, we have Kevin James Goretzky of Port Austin, who passed away on August 21st. Kevin was born on March 2nd of 1953 and leaves behind his wife Bonnie and his children Stacy, Jeff, and Megan, as well as his grandchildren, siblings, and extended family. A memorial visitation will be held Saturday, August 29th at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Port Austin, Michigan, from 9 a.m. to time of service at 11 a.m. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to Henry Ford Health Pancreatic Cancer Research Center or to the family towards establishment of a memorial scholarship for a North Huron student pursuing an agricultural career. We have Sheila Beth Davis, age 79, of Bad Axe, who passed away August 21st. She is survived by her daughter Laura, as well as Carol, and her sister Sharon. Visitation will be held at McAlpin Funeral Home on Thursday, August 27th from 11 till 12 noon, and a celebration of life will be held on Thursday, August 27th at noon at McAlpin Funeral Home. Graveside service will follow at Riverside Cemetery on Ebbe Road in Elkton, Michigan. The family requests attendees wear blue in honor of the deceased, and in lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the family to cover funeral costs or send to the Thumb Animal Shelter. You can share your condolences with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. We also have Mary Louise Payerk, 88 years old, of Kendi, who passed away August 24th. She was born February 12th, 1938. And on January 2nd, 1956, she married Donald Payerk. Mary Louise is survived by her husband Donald, her sons Russell and Ronald, her daughters Michelle and Darcel, her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Mass of Christian burial for Mary Louise Payerk will be held Friday, August 28th at St. Mary of Saskatchewan Church, Annunciation of the Lord Parish of Kendi at 11 a.m. Burial will follow at the Rapson Cemetery. Visitation will be on Thursday, August 27th from 4 to 8 p.m. at McAlpin Funeral Home Gage Chapel in Kendi, and also from 10 a.m. until time of service at the church. Memorials may be made to Safe Place Women's Shelter in Bad Axe, Michigan. You can share your condolences with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. Onalee Kelly passed away Saturday, August 22nd. She was born April 21st, 1929, in Pinnebog, Michigan. In accordance with Onalee's wishes, cremation will take place at Sunset Valley Crematory in Bay City. There will not be any services, and Annalee is survived by her son, Terry, her grandson, James, her special friend of 38 years, Sharon Nye, and many nieces and nephews. You can share your condolences with the family at MacCopenFuneralHome.com. And Bertha Alberto Donado, on August 23rd, passed away. She was born February the 24th, 1930. Bertha married the love of her life, Gordon Dondino, on August 12th, 1950. She leaves behind generations of family who would carry with them the memories, traditions, recipes, and love she gave so freely throughout her life. Funeral service for Bertha will be held on Wednesday, August 26th at 11 a.m., with visitation from 10 a.m. until time of service. Memorials in Bertha's name may be offered to the Kindy Presbyterian Food Pantry. You can share your thoughts, memories, and prayers with the family at MacAlpinFuneralHome.com.
Riding along in my automobile.
That's right, you could be riding away in your brand new automobile because it is car giveaway season once again. Thumb Broadcasting, as we do every year, will be giving away another vehicle this summer, this time a 1990 Chevy Corvette, bright red exterior with a gray leather interior, with a 4-speed automatic transmission, custom alloy wheels, pop-up headlights, and even a removable tint glass roof. This is one hot ride you definitely want to win. So if you'd like your chance to drive away with the 1990 Chevy Corvette, then listen for your chances to enter to win on Cruise 102.1 FM, the Doc Rock and Lake Shaken Station, and AM 1340, the Thumb's Hottest Country Music, as well as by entering at local participating venues, so shop local this summer. No purchase is necessary in order to enter at the venues, but you must be 18 years of age or older to enter.
And we're back with your national and international news for this hour. The Transportation Security Administration launched its new multi-year strategic framework aimed at overhaul checkpoint operations ahead of the agency's upcoming 25th anniversary. Dubbed Horizon 25, the initiative focuses on deploying advanced biometric screening and automated baggage processing to reduce security line wait times at major hubs. Transportation officials project the upgrades will enhance identity verification while streamlining high-volume security lanes. Airport authorities cross-country are slated to begin testing this integrated screening infrastructure early next year. And industrial sectors across China are experiencing significant workplace shifts as AI technologies take over complex manufacturing and service functions. Workers and trade specialists report heightened anxiety over potential displacement alongside demands for vocational retraining programs. Government planners are encouraging technical institutes to expand skill upgrading initiatives to keep pace with rapid automation. Economists note that balancing technological efficiency with workforce stability will remain a critical focus for economic managers. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Flannery Automall, east of downtown Bad Axe, where you find more choices at Flannery Automall of Bad Axe, as well as Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept.
Hey, it's Paul from Murphy's Bakery in Bad Axe. You know, one of the things I love most about the Thumb is how well we all know each other. When we walk into Murphy's Bakery, you're not just a customer, you're a neighbor, a friend, a part of the family. We've been serving the Thumb for a few generations now, and we take pride in offering the kind of service you only get in a small town. We'll help you pick out the perfect loaf, slice your bread just how you'd like it, and make sure you leave with something that puts a smile on your face. And of course, everything is baked fresh daily, the way they should be. From our breads and pastries to our cookies and cakes. And when you need catering for an event, Murphy's Catering Connection can build a delicious spread that you choose from appetizers to sides and dessert. Murphy's Catering Connection is a full-service bakery, so stop in and say hello. We're at the Main Light in Bad Axe, and we'd love to see you. 110 West Huron.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.